Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to Yemen, where a three-day national dialogue conference has come to an end in the capital, Sana'a. Well, the conference was aimed at seeking to organize a peaceful transfer of power in the country. The army was called to deal with terrorists and Takfiri groups operating in Yemen. Delegates also stressed the need to speed up the process of finding a fair solution to the issues in the country's south. The Ansar Allah movement, also known as the Houthis, have set a three-day deadline for all parties to fill the political gap. They have said that they will assign the revolutionary committees to bring the country back to order once the deadline ends. Now, the three-day talks that started on Friday were called to fill the power vacuum created by the resignation of President Abdurrahman al-Hadi and his cabinet earlier this month. Let's cross over to Orlando, Florida, joined by Mr. Scott Ricard, former American intelligence linguist. Thanks so much for being with us. Tell me your take on overall what is happening in Yemen. On the one hand, we see that the Houthis are basically telling people that they have to get their act together, and they give them 3 days to do so. Tell me, in general, your take on what the Ansar Allah movement is doing.
Well, clearly, thanks for having me, Marzia, but clearly the Houthis have been extremely successful at overthrowing the puppet government that the West has had in place over and over again in Sana'a. And this has been a problem for the people of Yemen for quite some time, and you're seeing what I would say a people's revolution. By giving them a three-day notice, at least they're being cooperative with the sitting government and people of Sana'a, who have really illegally ruled the country for over half a century due to Western control and obviously the petroleum industry that really runs the majority of the gross domestic product for Yemen. So I would say, in my opinion, this is a very legitimate move by the Ansar group. The Houthis have been extremely successful in basically aligning with the people. The people are behind them. And I would not doubt that the United States and their allies will obviously attempt to put in, unfortunately, another puppet government and create a violent revolution against the people.
Well, you just brought up something that I wanted to talk about. As a matter of fact, you talked about the possibility of the United States and their Western allies putting in someone else. Let's look at that, because you mentioned that this is a popular revolution, and we have seen popular revolutions in the region that have been hijacked time and time again. How likely is it that with the Houthis, the way you see the group right now, that they will be able to sustain themselves if there are moves to try to hijack this revolution also? What do they need to do in order to stay on track?
Well, it'll be very difficult given the allies in the region with the West, the Saudis, the Qataris, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. These are countries that are very pro-Western, and they'll be extremely active. Fortunately, these countries have been overloading their resources and overloading their terrorist organizations with their activity in Syria and Iraq. Just today, Kobani was actually retaken by the Kurds and by the local Syrians and Turks that reside in that area. So you have a limited resources by the West, but unfortunately, when they combine their efforts, the NATO allies and their allies, they will have the ability to move very quickly and provide arms and also mercenaries to, unfortunately, push back the people's movement. I don't even see the West, holding back on countries like Greece. Greece has a great people's movement, very similar, although political and not in nature of, any type of revolution at this point. But, Greece is poised for a revolution as well, because they've pushed against the West banking infrastructure and the European Union.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Scott Ricart, former American intelligence linguist out of Orlando, Florida.